Time is 8:07. Currently mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently 74 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is Tuesday morning, June the 18th of 2024, and welcome to the second edition of the week of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by viewing in on our video stream, which can be found if you go to the Bull Falls Radio page at Facebook.com and X.com. Coming up this morning on the program at 8:35, we'll be talking to Ted Hartke of Extra Innings. As coming up this weekend, Extra Innings will hold their second annual celebration of life. It includes a couple of concerts. It includes a softball tournament. It includes some really fun activities for the kids, and also, again, a chance to honor those here in our area or relatives or friends of those in our area that have passed away from cancer, with a special event to wrap things up on Saturday evening. And we'll talk to Ted Hartke about this big event coming up Friday and Saturday at the Sunnyvale Softball Complex. He'll be joining us at 8:35 a.m. this morning. Also coming up at 9:06, every other Tuesday, we get an opportunity to speak to Chad Daly of the Marathon County Public Library. Find out, as we are now into the summer months, what's happening at the library. So it will be Chad Daly coming up at 9:06 this morning. But it's going to be a hot one here in central Wisconsin. In fact, the weather has just been really pretty amazing. I guess before we go any further, need to introduce our in-studio engineer, our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Yes, the weather really has been amazing. I mean, last night, the rain was just coming down really, really hard.
It was. In fact, yesterday, after I got done with work, went out and played nine holes of golf with some friends that were in town.
Nice.
Got out there. It was iffy, the weather, late yesterday afternoon. It was like a little after 5 o'clock. And decided, okay, we're gonna take a shot and try to get the nine holes in. And very fortunately, just as we were leaving the final hole, the final green, the rain started to lightly fall. And then it started to come down harder. And then went to grab a bite to eat, and looking out the window, it was coming down in buckets. It was like, where's Noah's Ark? Because it was just really coming down. And the thing about it as well is on the course that we were playing at, and I bet you it's probably the same at almost any course that anybody plays at this time of year, in certain areas of the course, we got a lot of standing water because there's been so much rain.
Absolutely.
And
right
in these courses, I mean, there's only so much they can do in order to drain. And when you get significant rain, I mean, heavy rain, seems like almost every other day, all of a sudden you're kind of going through it. And this the course that we were playing at, it was a test, and it was long enough even without the wetness. And when you're in the wetness, you get no roll. It plays a lot longer. The rough area is much more difficult to deal with, I'm sure, as your dad knows. I mean, you get that wet long grass, it makes it more difficult. And I gotta say, I think I played the worst nine holes of golf I've ever played in my life.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Oh, absolutely. It was just it was miserable for the golf. I mean, but it was fun to be with the friends, but it was not fun, the actual golf. It was just awful. I was terrible. And it was one of those days where you either say, I'm going to try to, you know, go to a range and hit some balls and try to get better, or just burn them, throw out the clubs altogether. It was that bad. It was just awful. But again, it's all, and then we're talking as we're eating, it's like, it was really wet when we were out there. And then you see this rain that was coming down again, just a massive cloudburst for a while last night. And it was just, we're thinking, I mean, these courses are going to be underwater. I mean, it's just really, really tough right now. And anybody wants to, and people are just trying to find that little bit of a break in the weather to be able to mow their lawn. Because you can't really mow your lawn very well if it's drenched with water as well. You have to have it dried out at least a little bit. So
exactly.
It just feels like every other day right now we're getting these heavy rainfall amounts. Today it looks like it'll be the day where it's kind of dry. It's going to be very, very hot. And then all of a sudden it's another chance of some thunderstorms starting tonight. I mean, it's just been that way so far early in the summer.
We just need to go like 4 or 5 days without the rain just to dry off the golf courses a little bit. Because I know my dad tried to play a 9 holes of golf yesterday, and unfortunately, well, you got to finish your 9 holes. He didn't get to finish his 9 holes.
Yeah, because it was like, you had to really hit the window.
And had to do his work at home, which, you know, it's nice because he gets to catch up on work, but when the weather was as bad as it was yesterday, you know, it's hard for him to play golf anywhere. I mean, he actually had to go to a driving range at like 7 o'clock in the 7 o'clock in the evening to hit a few shots before the next round of storms went through, and they were only open till 7:45,
oh,
so
they
had like a short time. But it's like, yeah, it's not fun for the golfers to walk around on a wet course, and you can't even use the golf carts if the course is wet, because it's, it'll ruin the golf carts and just
well, we did have
walking
carts
along on a golf course just makes it hard on your shoes. But
yeah, my shoes got drenched by the time we were done. And you're right about the golf carts. They still were allowing golf carts, but there were moments there where on the golf path, on the dirt paths that you have to drive your carts on, they were basically flooded out. They had to go through these little thinking, and then if you try to go around it, it's like, oh, there's like this muddy area. It's, you feel like, oh, we're going to get stuck in the mud and have to call up the golf cart version of AAA to get us towed out of there. I mean, it was just pretty amazing. And again, that was all before last night. And again, I mean, there were some really interesting clouds because it was, you know, very late afternoon around sunset. And you saw these storms come through, and it just looked like, hey, anything could pop out of those clouds. You know, it was some really odd looking clouds. You could tell that there's going to be some significant thunderstorms and rainfall, and it certainly did roll through much of central Wisconsin last evening. So and today, I mean, for folks going out there, if you're going to try to, again, go out there, maybe play a little bit of golf, be aware it's going to be a hot one today.
Yeah,
I think the good news is we're not going to have the same level of humidity that we had before the storm. But right now, I mean, right now as we look out there, the humidity is up there at 88%. And so if you're going to go out and do any kind of activity, and I always, you know, one of the things during the summertime, we see so many workers out there working on the roads on these hot days. And it's just, you just think, man, I mean, that is hard work. So I hope everybody appreciates those folks that are out there, especially on the road construction crew, because number one, we all complain a lot when there's a pothole out there, or, you know, the roads aren't as smooth as they should be. But at the same time,
weirdly enough, we also complain when there's a construction on the roads too.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right on that case. But man, when you do see these workers, make sure you appreciate what they're doing, because I say it all the time. I'm fortunate to do what I do. I mean, I stay busy, obviously, you know, doing a lot of games and doing the job here and everything else. But I say it's not like, you know, there's a lot of heavy lifting. I know, and I'm lucky, and I know that these guys really really work hard, especially when the days get into the upper 80s or the 90s and humid days as well. I remember back when I was in college, and I'd do some temp jobs during the summer. Oh. And sometimes there'd be some landscaping. And, I tell you, in those days, it would be 90 degrees out there and doing landscaping and just sweating through sticky. The clothes and needing all the water you could get. And there was one day I wasn't prepared, and I didn't have a proper lunch. And we went through it the entire day, and by the end of the day, I was just, I could not live. And I didn't have a car at this time, so I had to ride my bike home. And it was actually basically riding the bike from Wausau to Rothschild. It was a little bit of a trek. Wow. But I got about halfway, not even halfway, and I pulled over, and I stopped at UW-Marathon County. I got to a phone, and I called my dad, and I said, I can't go another step. I cannot pedal another one more time because I was just so drained. I needed a ride. So it gave me a ride home. So again, the hard workers who do so many things, appreciate them, and especially when you get to this time of year and you have to work in really hot conditions. And that's what we're going to have to deal with today.
Absolutely. I mean, just coming into work yesterday was like, I opened the door, took a step outside, and it felt like a rainforest. Because truly, when that humidity is that high, it's just, you can feel the moisture in the air, and it just,
It sticks right to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
Well, coming up, we're going to go away for about a minute, and then we have our weather update. And usually we get a chance to talk to Brittany Merlot, but Brittany is off again today. She'll be off tomorrow. She'll be back with us on Thursday. She, I think, is doing some moving, and that's obviously always it can be a bit of a pain. And I hope that she dodged the raindrops yesterday and isn't doing too much today. But again, Brittany won't be with us, but we're going to still give you an update on the weather forecast again coming up then at 8:35. Ted Hartke from Extra Innings talking about his event and the group's event coming up this weekend, and Chad Daly coming up at 9:06 this morning as well. So glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning, getting ready for a hot one in central Wisconsin. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:18. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The second annual Celebration of Life with Extra Innings takes place June 21st and 22nd at Sunnyvale Softball Complex in Wausau. Nicolet Bank and GI Associates of Wausau are both proud sponsors of this important event, helping local families right here in central Wisconsin affected by cancer. This event won't be possible without the generosity of local businesses and organizations willing to do the hard work for the right reasons. Saturday has a special children's cancer tribute game, and all children are welcome to play. There's still time to get your team entered and become part of this amazing event. For more details and sponsor info, go to extrainnings-wi.com or call Ted at 419-260-1073. There are numerous opportunities to sponsor or volunteer. Again, that's extrainnings-wi.com or call 419-260-1073. All funds raised stay local to help families right here in central Wisconsin.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, also on our Facebook.com and X.com pages for Bow Falls Radio. You can tune in and watch our video stream. And you can also comment on that page. And also, if you would like to call or text, if you have anything you'd like to talk about, anything to respond to, or even just some issue that you think we should be talking about as well, you can call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, that's a number that is different than any of the other times of the day, because when you have our Civic Media Network programs on, they got the Civic Media Network hotline. But if you call that number here in Wausau, you'll get us right here to our studio. Ian Welsh will pick it up, and or I'll see the text, and you can join us either through the call or the text. So again, let your voice be heard. We would love to have you join the show at 715-382-9297. Weather-wise, again, it's going to be a hot one after, again, significant rainfall yesterday. In the forecast for today, look for mostly sunny skies, high near 87 degrees. The winds will be a little bit gusty here today. South winds at 13 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low near 66. For tomorrow, Juneteenth, it will be a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a high of 78. Thursday, showers likely, thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m., high near 74. Then finally on Friday, again, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. So it does not look like we're going to dry out anytime soon, a high near 75 degrees. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios, it is 74 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Winds are out of the south at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 70, relative humidity of 88%. The barometer at 29.84 inches and a visibility of 9 miles. Wanted to talk a little bit about a guy that I enjoy talking about, but I also really cannot stand talking about. It is the one and only Senator Ron Johnson. Haven't talked about old Rojo recently, but he appeared on the Upfront.
Rojo? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He appeared on the Upfront program, statewide public affairs show on Sunday morning, and he had his normal Ron Johnson-type appearance. And he is pounding on the table to have Governor Tony Evers and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson intervene and demand the protest zone for the Republican National Convention be moved further away from Pfizer Forum, which, of course, is the main hub for the convention. And Johnson said, and I'm sure everybody can hear Ron Johnson's voice as I say this, the proximity is ridiculous, which is, Johnson said, I'd like to see Mayor Johnson step up to the plate or demand change as well. Again, this is all in all of our best interests. Governor Evers ought to be demanding change as well. As you know, obviously, the Republican Party were asking for this concern to be addressed. The U.S. Secret Service is expected to release its final security zone in the coming days, alongside the official protest zone from the city of Milwaukee officials, which multiple options are still reportedly being considered. Johnson said, I'm concerned about the U.S. Secret Service now kind of digging their heels in right now. That has to be addressed. That has to be changed. What? Johnson complaining about what the Secret Service is doing? Johnson also dismissed reporting surrounding comments by former President Donald Trump reportedly calling Milwaukee a, quote, horrible city. Trump said in an interview on Fox News he was referring to crime and the elections in the city. Johnson said there's no direct quote. He's denying it. So why is the news media putting up a quote that there's absolutely no evidence of, quite honestly? And again, I'm sure if he spoke anything, I'll take him at his word. Why would we take Donald Trump at his word? He's a congenital liar. He was concerned, Johnson said, as we all should be, about problems in Milwaukee. After decades of here goes Johnson down the rabbit hole. After decades of Democratic governance, our school systems aren't working. We have crime, murders, hijackings, the real issues that need to be addressed, not only in Milwaukee, but other big cities, generally run by Democrats. I mean, garbage, 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 garbage.
Seriously, and then Johnson again will not come out and say, I will accept the results of the 2024 election. Johnson said, we have to see exactly what happens when asked if he would accept the results of the 2024 election.
A couple of things. Again, we all know the quote that Trump said Milwaukee is a horrible city came right out of that room when he was speaking to members of Congress last week when he made his triumphant return to the U.S. Capitol for the first time since the insurrection. So, Ron, stop it. Stop trying to tell us it's not raining when we feel the water all over us. Hmm. Number two, tomorrow, going to have a resident of Milwaukee, a person that is a Wausau native, somebody I knew back in college here at UW-Marathon County. She's a graduate of Newman Catholic High School. And she lives in Milwaukee. She's lived in Milwaukee for a long time. Jennifer Grundy. And we're gonna talk about Milwaukee. We're gonna talk about these comments that Donald Trump made about her city. Talk about what it's like to live in Milwaukee. Try to get a real feel for the city because it's easy to see, to say one thing or another when you don't live there. So we're gonna talk to Jennifer Grundy tomorrow at 9:35 about the city of Milwaukee. And the thoughts on what did she think when Donald Trump was quoted as saying Milwaukee is a horrible city? And then find out exactly what is Milwaukee? What are the good things about living in Milwaukee? What are maybe some of the things that need to get better? But get a real feel for the city as opposed to somebody like Donald Trump who has no idea, once again, what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So Ron Johnson and Donald Trump, the Bobbsey twins of politics.
The worst comedy duo I've ever heard.
Yeah, they're no Burns and Allen or Abbott and Costello.
No.
Or Smothers Brothers.
Not even close.
The Stupid Brothers. The time is 8:28. We're going to have an information update, news, weather, and sports. Find out what's going on around the country, around the state, around the area. And then come back and talk to Ted Hartke from Extra Innings about their Celebration of Life, second annual, where money will be raised for patients, cancer patients here in central Wisconsin. So that's coming up. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35. And currently, mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature at 74 degrees. It is Tuesday, so that means it's counting down to about 3 days until another big event coming up here in central Wisconsin, Friday and Saturday. Extra Innings, second annual Celebration of Life. And we've been talking about this for the last month or so with Ted Hartke. And Ted, back in the studio. Again, a guy that's been running around a lot, Ted. Glad you could spend a few minutes here back in our studio.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy.
I tell you, I mean, the last days before any significant event is probably a combination of nerves, excitement.
No sleep.
Get yourself in great shape. You don't have to worry about getting your steps in, obviously, this time of a process. As we head down the stretch, I mean, you got to be excited because, I mean, every time we've talked, you've been telling the stories about why this is important, why this event is something that people should just wrap their arms around for the kids and for the adults and for the folks who have family members who are battling this terrible disease. But as we have 3 days to go, I mean, what's the general feeling? Because obviously there's a lot on the plate, and everybody wants it to work, and this has got to be pressure. I mean, this has got to be a lot of stuff going through the the mind and through the stomach this time.
It's definitely building. I've got a new term I'm telling folks when they haven't heard of extra innings before. I'm telling folks that not only are we new to the community, we started this last year. It's a charity, a 501c3 nonprofit. But more importantly, we're not a fundraiser. This is a movement. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I came upon. What I'm doing here is bigger than a fundraiser. A fundraiser is like you go out to the Balloon Fest, the Glow, and you know, you buy some food, you buy some drink, you walk around, you laugh, you talk, and you leave, you know, and you gave money.
Mm-hmm.
Our event's different, as you know. Our event, yeah, we're asking you to help, you know, donate and help us out. But more importantly, we're helping people by building a community. We're also developing friendships. And then we're also really working hard on the emotional support. I've got a lot of volunteers who are volunteering shifts in honor of a loved one, either suffering from cancer or has beaten cancer or they lost to cancer. And that's really tough. And I just love hearing their stories, letting them have a chance to be remembered. And then our luminary service is just, it really is cat's meow, I guess, mm-hmm. At 7 o'clock Saturday night. This is for anyone who hears this, please spread the word, especially for people who are hurting, who lost loved ones to cancer. Come to the event Saturday night, especially at 7 o'clock. We have a luminary service. That's where we light candles. Much like the Relay for Life used to do, they dropped the ball on this one, and I'm stealing it. And I'm going to run with it forever as long as I'm breathing. And we're going to have a luminary service. We're going to have a small prayer service. And then we read off names of loved ones lost to cancer that have been given to us, entrusted to us. It's a beautiful thing. There won't be a dry eye under the tent. We're also adding to it this year, which you don't know about. We're doing a honor photo wall at the back of the tent. And John Q Public, when you come out, you're going to find out about it there. We've got volunteers staffed by a photographic printer. All you have to do is, you know, send a picture to them. They will print it off on a 4x6 photo. And then with that photograph and a index card, whatever you want to write on it, you're more than welcome to put it on the board. Mm-hmm. And then at 7, that's throughout the day. And then Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to uplight the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just going to be so powerful. I can't wait. I'm excited.
The idea of remembering is such an important aspect for people that have gone through the whole process and ultimately losing somebody very close and having that where if you do remember everything, the wonderful times, the person that they were. Yes. And then we've talked about this previously that I think is important as well, that there's something about not just yourself or maybe your family, in my case, my brothers and sisters that remember. There's something special when you have an opportunity at a service like that where other people who can walk around and see that picture or see that name or spreading the remembrance.
Just spreading the remembrance. And like I tell folks, if you come out there, you know, if you see somebody hurt, and go over and talk with them.
Yeah.
You know, share stories. Let them talk about their loved one. I just think that's the way we all help the community, and we pay it forwards. Furthermore, this sounds cornball, but I'm telling you, this is true. My grandchildren will be out there, my beautiful granddaughters especially, and I want this for the whole community. This isn't just Ted's family, okay? But my granddaughters are going to really enjoy seeing how we're remembering loved ones lost.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a chance to see my dad, my mom up on the board. They'll naturally ask questions. We'll hold them, you know, we could talk about it, share some stories. Think about this as far as what we're passing on. And this will be year after year after year after year, as long as I'm living. And hopefully this movement keeps growing and we get really good folks involved. I'd love to see this movement carry on. In fact, you're going to laugh at this, Chad, and I think you know me well enough. We're going to outgrow that facility in a couple of years because this is something that's going to blow up. I think we could get 150, 200 names out there this year. And you imagine in the future, we start getting up into 500,000 names. Then we'll probably have to have a second tent, a remembrance tent, a tent full of photographs, and then we'll have an army of volunteers going through shifts reading names like the 911 memorial.
Right.
I think this is just a phenomenal movement. We're making a difference, folks. I just want you all to come out and have fun. And I don't care if it rains or snows or anything. Nothing's stopping me, and I hope it doesn't stop you. We have a tent. You'll be protected. Come, enjoy, have fun with us, and remember, and let's help people.
Second annual Extra Inning Celebration of Life, Friday night, Saturday, throughout the whole day, the evening, and we will. There's a lot more. Boy, you're on top of everything. You're pointing at the sheet in front of me and saying, you got to talk about this. There is a lot to talk about. But again, we're talking to Ted Hartke. Let's talk. Well, you're pointing. You're excited about the entertainment as well. Because you said, I mean, it wraps up really impressively on Saturday. But boy, the run-up is very impressive, right?
That's a great way of saying it. I haven't used that one. The run-up is fantastic. We're going to blow the lid off of the place out there. Friday night, we've got Rising Phoenix, folks. That is a huge group. They are just phenomenal artists. And I just can't wait to see them play at our event. They're such great guys. They wanted to be involved with us, in case you're wondering.
Isn't that, real quickly, when you hear people that not only, when you come up to them and they, help in any way, that's wonderful, but when you feel that
connection,
that's something extra, where it's not just a gig, where it's actually something that's important.
Well, it's important enough to them that they called me.
Yeah, there.
And I'm like, yes. That's when you know you're starting to make it, as far as you're getting known, and folks want to engage. People want to volunteer. They want to help sponsor. In this case, the band is there, and we're going to blast it out Friday night from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. You're talking a four-hour concert. I can't charge. This is a county park. So this is a free concert, folks, just like the 400 Block Series. So come and enjoy the wonderful concert we're going to have. I'm excited also about the food. We got great meats coming from Custom Meats in Marathon City. Hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, corn on the cob. We're going to be grilling out all night. It's going to be a blast. Rain or shine, we're going to have fun. And then Saturday, it picks up. Saturday, because it's daytime, we're trying to engage for the community, for the kids in the community. And I know my children and my grandchildren, they're always looking for things to do in the summertime on a Saturday.
They got so much energy.
Right.
As I get older, I every time you see kids,
right,
you say, man, I just wish I still had that energy. Yeah.
Well, you only got a couple months, I've learned up here. Summers go fast.
Exactly.
And everybody wants to maximize it. Even if it's raining, it's warm rain at least. And and everything's under tent. So we're going to have fun out there on Saturday with the obligatory bouncy houses, face painting, petting zoo. But the cool thing this year we added was the children's lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. That was a stroke of luck. And that's allowing me to get children involved and learn, and so they can not only get service hours possibly, like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but more importantly is kids are getting involved and they're learning volunteerism, mm-hmm. and they're also learning empathy for others who are hurting. So it's a great, great, great time, and more community if kids want to be involved. If parents come out and they want their child helping in the lemonade stand, you come out and find me. My name's Ted, okay? And
I'll get them out there. I have a feeling they're not going to be able to miss you throughout the weekend. They're gonna know who this Ted character is by the time they get there and are moving around.
Well, we're trying really hard, and at noon then we have the children's concert, and that's really special.
Yeah
I can't believe it.
I tell you, again, when I've been looking at your lineup, that's really it brings a smile, that kind of that, it's really
heartwarming.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all about the community and love, and we're spreading love. Even folks who are hurting. I always remember my mom, and now she's long gone, and she passed away from cancer as well. I remember how my mom always enjoyed seeing kids smile and laugh and play.
Yes.
And I think most older people do. And our event on Saturday at that noon children's concert, we're going to have, I think we could have anywhere from 250 to 400 kids out there. It's going to be so much fun. and Tune Tots with Mr. Tempo is going to be performing with a big bubble machine. And I just think it's going to be a riot to watch this. And we're all going to have a good time. And then after that, we've got mascots coming. I just want to have
the mascots. Those are always cool.
Those are fun.
They are fun.
And little kids especially love photographs with them.
You see those pictures of kids with mascots and you see the joy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful when you have the kids things are still bigger than life.
Right.
You know, and you can see that in any kind of photograph where it's still bigger than life. Right. And if that doesn't make your heart grow a little bit, I don't know.
Well, I always love seeing the world through the eyes of a child.
Yes,
exactly. How they see the world with just openness and happiness. And that's what's going to be on Saturday.
And then another musical act coming up on Saturday right?
And then we have another adult act. We have that at 5 o'clock, Caleb Delaney. He's a local favorite here in town, plays a lot at Malarkey's, for instance. I've seen him play multiple times. He's great. I can't wait to have him. Unfortunately, I only have him from 5 to 7. A two-hour concert, where Rising Phoenix is a four-hour concert, and that's because of the Luminary Service, folks. Right. The Luminary Service is our heartbeat. Yeah. We will always have it, and that's something that we're going to push hard. And after the Luminary Service, we're going to end it this year because of the Wings Over Wausau. And they have a fireworks show Saturday night. And I don't want, I was told when I moved up here from Ohio, you're not a true Wisconsinite until you do two events in the same day. Well, my first year up here, I went to the Iola Car Show on a Saturday. And then that evening, I came back and I went right to the Balloon Fest.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm a Wisconsinite.
Where's my stamp? Right,
exactly. Yeah. Basically, I need a tattoo now. I'm part of the club. So for our event, 5 to 7 is Caleb Delaney on Saturday, and then as I said many times, the Luminary Service is at 7 o'clock. It's really big. So folks will be out of there around 8. And they'll have plenty of time to get over to Wings Over Wausau for the fireworks show.
I want you for a few more minutes, so we're going to step away for about 90 seconds, then come back. And we've talked about the lineup. I want to again go back for folks who may not have heard our discussions about, again, why you're doing this, because I do think it's important to have that aspect as well, because just based on the entertainment value, that's enough right there. But I think if you add in why this is happening, I think it's very important for folks to know about that as well. So we'll have a few more minutes with Ted Hartke coming up. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The Wausau Business Show.
This Saturday morning at 8, Central Wisconsin Airport Director Brian Grief joins us.
Are you pronouncing that correctly?
Not sure. We'll find out Saturday.
Fun. We'll also be giving away 2 plane tickets to Orlando.
Yes, it's direct from CWA to Orlando whenever you want to go. Plus, special guest Chad Holmes. The Chad Holmes Morning Show on Bow Falls Radio joins us. He's going to be representing Wausau at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. So we'll be rooting him on and we'll hear all about it from Chad this Saturday on the Wausau Business Show, only on Bow Falls.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Time is 8:51. Talking to Ted Hartke as we are getting ready for this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Sunnyvale Softball Complex, the second annual Extra Innings Celebration of Life. And during the little timeout we had just had, you showed me a picture. And it was only basically a small part of what your place looks like. Tell the folks what you were doing Friday and what Saturday or weekend.
The whole weekend.
Oh, okay,
basically.
The whole weekend, okay.
It's kind of a funny thing. Along with everything else going on, and everyone's busy, I know, but this is just a crazy time for us. My wife's been a saint about it too, helping out where she can, because she's a nurse and she works a lot of hours too. But we're in the process of making all the simple syrup for the children's lemonade stand. We don't want to have the kids having to boil water and all that stuff out there. We'll let them crush lemons out there and show them how to mix it, but we're going to do the simple syrup ahead of time. So anyway, you're going to laugh at this, folks. I took a recipe and we liked it and I tested it and then we extrapolated it out. And got to give a good shout out. Weston Cafe House got behind it, and they are donating the supplies for the lemonade stand. 300 lemons, folks, and 54 pounds of sugar. And my wife and I just,
make sure there's no leaks because there'll be an ant problem very quickly.
Big time. We just finished that around the clock. Every so often we work on it, and we made a total of, if you can believe this, I have 11 gallons of simple syrup in my apartment right now.
Every corner, huh? I mean, man, oh, man.
That's just a funny thing.
I know, huh?
Okay.
Extra Innings. That's the name of the organization. Yeah. And the second annual Extra Innings Celebration of Life. Why? Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you so passionate about it? Why is this important to you and your family and the people in your life? Why is this happening?
I was 11 years old when my father died from cancer. That was very impactful. I'm not alone. A lot of people lost their dads when they were young or whatever. I was lucky to have them for 11 years, I guess. Some people don't even have that. But the same token, I've got a hole in me that can never be filled, and I'm always trying to measure up to my dad. And in my eyes, he's a giant, and he was a wonderful, great Christian. He was a great man. Anyway, inside, I had this burning desire. I tried to please my dad someday. So as time went on, that desire kept burning in me, and we started it up when I lived in Ohio. I started up something like this, but we did it for American Cancer Society in those days, and did that for quite a few years, 23 to be exact, and it just kept growing. But the thing is, and again, they serve a purpose. You know, American Cancer Society is great. St. Jude's is great. United Way is great. Okay, Make-A-Wish. They all serve a purpose, which is great. But I was tired of taking the criticism on the front line when I'm out there talking to people and defending the salaries and the fact that the money could go wherever they wanted to go. So it leaves your community. So when we moved up here to Wisconsin for family's sake, to be closer to grandkids, you're stuck with me now, Chad. I told my family, literally, I said, you know, I really want to start a charity in my semi-retirement years, and I really want to make a difference in our community. And my kids were like, you sure you want to do this, Dad? Because we know you're going to be obsessed. And I go, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is what I want. I know I'm the right person for this tasks. Obviously I'm a talker. I got a lot of energy, and I just want to keep pushing the pedal to the metal on this one. So we started it. Extra Innings was born. It's a local charity. There's no salaries, and all the money stays here locally. So it's everything that I could ask for, and I think my dad's happy with that.
Could you give an example of maybe where some of the money from the first year went to? I mean, for people to say, hey, where's this money going?
Yeah. Well, what we do right now, at least this year, we are dividing the money into three pockets. A third will go to Aspirus Foundation. Again, folks, I am not parading sick kids. Some people want me to do that. I think they need to see that. I'm not doing that. Secondly, where do you draw the line? That's a Pandora's box. If you open it up, then I'm going to have a committee deciding which family deserves it more than another family, or start looking at tax returns. Who's needier compared to their medical bills?
Right.
That's a whole big headache. I would love if I could do that, but right now we're not. Right now what we're doing is we all have to trust people. So I'm trusting some of the medical institutions. Aspirus has a wonderful oncology center. I give one-third of the money to Aspirus Foundation for Oncology. That's adult cancer. Then a third goes to Marshfield Clinic through their Angel Fund, and that's for pediatric oncology.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other third goes to Joshua's Camp. And that's really lightened me up, as you know. Joshua's Camp, I found there in Eau Claire, I still call that our community, though, because kids in our community, there is no children's cancer camp.
Right.
Hear me? There's no children's cancer camp in this area. Kids in this area with cancer,
they go
through Marshfield Clinic, they find out about it, and they're all routed to Joshua's camp in Eau Claire. It's a beautiful facility. Check them out on the internet. I went to their spring camp. I was very moved. I'm happy I'm involved with them. Kids from Marathon County go there, okay? So I consider that an extension. It's still local. There you go.
We got 1 minute to go. Let's finally, again, folks.
This Friday.
Spend some time this weekend. I mean, if you're, number one, it's a wonderful event. You're going to have a lot of fun, have a lot of entertainment. And number two, you're going to be doing something really special.
Yeah. And there's other events in town, too, which are great. Chalk Fest is great. I love it. Wings
but
Over Wausau.
But doggone it, we're going to get you to Sunnyvale, okay?
Well,
that's what we're doing here.
People can share if they want to. Go to the one. Come over.
Stop being so nice.
I'm about community.
When does it start Friday? When people? When
Friday
show
night.
Up?
Friday night. A dinner will be ready at 6 o'clock. If people start showing up. You'll hear the band practicing. 7 o'clock. The band starts. We also have a softball tournament. Always looking for more teams. I know I'll finish up real fast. If you're out there and you're inclined, you want to grab just 10 friends, 10 colleagues, throw together your own team. I don't care. Let me know, though. I've got 2 days to finalize it.
Ted Hartke, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.